Kelly Rowland just welcomed her second son. But last month, when she was 9 months pregnant, she was posting all these fitness videos of her going hard, working out. And all the trolls were going at her. That's not healthy for the baby. And that's not true, right?
Yeah, I think I remember a couple of years back, the CrossFit champion of the U.S. was like 8.5 months pregnant, and she broke like the pull-up record. I mean, I think it's pretty amazing what people with the human body can do.
That's right. Dr. Diana Garretto, she's the director of obstetric ultrasound, specializing in maternal fetal medicine at Stony Brook Medicine. Dr. Garretto, I know when I was pregnant, I couldn't work out. I think they cut me off at like 5 months because I had like, oh, something was wrong with my placenta. It was low or something like that. But for the average healthy woman, does this matter?
So, no, absolutely not. If someone, you know, is undergoing a low risk pregnancy, meaning your doctor hasn't given you any restrictions in the pregnancy, then exercising throughout pregnancy really has many more positive benefits overall than issues in terms of continuing with a plan that you had prior to pregnancy.
Whenever somebody in my family will start whining or talking about their complex situation that they're dealing with throughout pregnancy, at least one of my great aunts will say, well, back in my day, we would just keep on working. I would be washing the laundry, have the baby in the morning, be back out there with the scrubber in the afternoon.
I wouldn't necessarily do it in that respect, but absolutely continuing your exercise regimen, you know, like is the case with Kelly Rowland in the situation that, you know, she had worked out prior to the pregnancy and then continued into the pregnancy with some adjustments. That can be continued. I mean, there's a better chance of a normal delivery, less weight gain, more in the normal range that you should gain, less diabetes, high blood pressure issues in the pregnancy. So really only positive benefits to it when you work with your doctor to figure out what's the safest plan for you and if you have any further restrictions.
Are there any exercises you should avoid when pregnant? I remember at the end, I kept doing squats just to like hurry the process along. I don't think it actually did anything.
Right? Is that one of those things?
Well, there are some, you know, more problematic exercises, like, for instance, like horseback riding, scuba diving, that are restricted during pregnancy, more from the perspective of horseback riding of abdominal trauma risk, like if you fell from the horse or you were, you know, out biking and you lost your balance and fell and hit your belly. There can be complications from that in the pregnancy, but, you know, other more routine exercises can absolutely continue in the pregnancy.
So basically like the James Bond exercises, you know, if you're not horseback riding or scuba diving, you should be fine.
For C-section moms like myself, I know that there's like an issue about when your abs separate after delivery. How long should it be after a C-section before you can actually really start working out again? Because I like to tell people, even though that my daughter is 2 years old now, that I'm still waiting for the go-ahead for my abs to come back together to start doing any workouts.
Technically, we give the same advice to women after C-sections and after a routine delivery that, you know, generally it's about 4 to 6 weeks after delivery before going back to regular exercise. And that includes, you know, abdominal work and cardiovascular exercise activity. So really no different between the two.
All right, great. Dr. Diana Garretto, she's a director of obstetric ultrasound, specializing in maternal fetal medicine at Stony Brook Medicine. Thank you so much, Dr. Garretto.
You're welcome.